It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Oh, it's great to have Mac and Gatos on the program. Coming up late in the show, we'll play Pop Quiz, True False Questions. Hilarity ensues. It's awesome. In a few minutes, we'll talk about the Arizona Supreme Court.
Big ruling today.
We don't talk about them very often.
Not very often.
It is a big court case.
Yeah, when they make news, they make news
they
big.
Sure do. All right. So did you see the latest wrong way driver?
I did.
It's totally different than what we're used to.
Yeah. I saw the video and I was like, huh, that's a little different.
That's not what I said when I saw it.
It's in the daytime.
My exact words were, you have got to be kidding me. That's
because it was in the daytime or because something else?
Because when you see it, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
Because we don't usually get videos
right.
of wrong-way drivers. You hear about it. It happens in the middle of the night. Hopefully nobody crashes into people, but people certainly have died. This was totally different. This was right in the middle of the day. And a woman was taking up the HOV lane. She was going the wrong way in the HOV lane.
Wrong way.
HOV. Just kept
in
going.
In the middle of the day.
Kept going.
Okay. Luckily, there was an off-duty DPS officer and his wife.
Yes.
They actually helped stop this woman on the Loop 101.
Was she drunk? No.
Okay.
Was it 3 in the morning?
No.
No.
All right.
So those are the two things that always go with the wrong way driver.
Right.
What the heck happened here in the middle of the day?
Well, this isn't something you want to see when you're driving, especially on the highway. The driver clearly going the wrong way against traffic on the busy Loop 101 around noon, lunch hour. DPS says the car was going south against northbound traffic near Maryland Avenue. Drivers we talked to were shocked by the video.
They were totally shocked because it was grandma that was driving,
right.
Totally sober.
So did she get tased and put in the back of a squad car?
No, you don't want to see an old lady
tased. Did she go to jail? Did she at least stuff him and cuff him and put him in jail?
No, and I don't know if you want to see that either.
Boy, you're going soft, man. This is wrong way driving. Just saying.
I don't want to see an old woman tased.
All right.
All right. You know, I think the majority of people listening are probably with me.
Probably,
on this.
Okay? Yeah.
So here's what happened. You get grandma out of the car. You know, you look at it. You're like, oh, my goodness, this lady is old.
Right. You knock her around a few minutes.
No, there's no knocking around.
Okay.
No, there's no
knock some sense into
What's
her.
What's happened to you? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
You're very aggressive today.
Well, it's wrong way driving, man. We know it's an epidemic here.
The DPS officer didn't do anything. No ticket.
Nope. Didn't cite her for anything.
Didn't cite her. Because that's what I think should happen. Should she be arrested? I don't think so. I don't think you want to. I don't know how old the lady is. I don't want to put an old woman in jail for that. I'm sure it was she's not drunk. She's not high. You know, it's not like she's got to guacoma.
Right.
She's
right.
got, you know, the medical marijuana.
Right.
No, it's not. No. No. Okay, so she drove the wrong way. She got on the highway thinking she's going the right way.
Okay.
She's going the wrong way. But why didn't the DPS officer cite her? Because here's my problem. She's never really driven the wrong way on a highway. There's no ticket. There's nothing there. There should be something there. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. It doesn't matter. If you drive the wrong way, you got to get cited. And what happens is what if she gets back on the road?
Well, if she gets back on the road the wrong way, she could kill somebody.
Yeah, but she hasn't been cited for it
Correct.
The first time.
Correct.
So I got to tell you, you got to punish the lady. You got to punish the old woman. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to, as you say, cuff and stuff for how
there
awful
you
are
go.
You. But no, you got to cite her. And you know what? It's got to go on her record. It should be this lady is this old, and she went the wrong way on the highway, and she should never drive again.
Well, what the officer did say is that he did cite the woman. He did not cite the woman, but he would contact the Motor Vehicle Division about a driver's license reexamination. That doesn't mean she's going to lose her license, though.
Excuse me. She just failed the biggest test.
There you go.
On the road. She got on a highway.
The wrong way.
I don't need to know if she could see the big A
right.
for the sight test. I don't need to know anything else.
Okay. So do you as DP? Well, see, DPS is in a weird position here. They can't, as you said, they can't tase her and take her into custody.
You said they were, you should
stuff
tase
and
her.
Cuff her.
Awful.
Right. They can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they also can't not do anything either, and it seems that they are not doing anything.
They gave her a pass.
Right. So if you're an old man or an old woman, go at it. If it's in the middle of the day and you say, I don't know where I am, I just pooped my pants.
That's awful.
Well, exactly. But you can get away with it where if you are 30 years old and you're high or you're drunk, you're going to get tased and taken into custody.
Let's say you're 40 and it was accidental.
See, if you're 40, you probably get cited, right?
Of course you get cited.
Yeah, see?
Of course you get cited.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I'm sorry, you don't get another chance to drive. You're an elderly woman. God bless you. But, you know, your adult kids have to take the keys away. And that's a brutal,
and that's tough.
Brutal thing.
That's tough.
But again, do you want, you know, your mom, who's now this elderly woman, driving the wrong way on the highway again? If it happened once, it could happen again, or maybe it doesn't. But I don't care. You don't get to take a test to get back on the road. And that's what the DPS officer said. Go and take a test.
Right.
You can get back on the road. That's a bunch of BS. I don't give her another chance. Sorry.
I don't know if you can.
You can't. You can't.
It's not a law yet that if you were caught doing this, you automatically lose your license. But aren't we headed down that direction? I mean, come on, really? We're gonna go back and forth on, well, if you're 40, you can't get away with this. If you're an old lady, you can't. No. No.
Somebody in this family needs to step up and take the keys. She can never drive again. That's it. There comes a point where you can't do what you used to do. And if you're going the wrong way on a highway and you're an elderly person,
guess what?
You're not going to drive anymore.
There's no way. No.
I thought you were a little mean this segment, just to be honest. I'm just saying. Tasing.
Somebody's got to stand for something here. You know what I mean?
Lightweight.
Loser. Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, the Arizona Supreme Court.
As you said, we usually don't talk about them.
No, it's not good for ratings.
Right.
There was a remember we talked about the gay cake?
No.
No?
No, we talked about the baker who would not make the gay cake. There's no gay cake.
Well, it's the cake for the gay couple.
No, you're
in
either
Colorado.
Born cake, you're
no,
born
no, no.
bunt cake.
No, no, no.
You can't be a gay cake.
They didn't want to make the cake for the gay couple.
Right.
We have our kind of our own
gay
Phoenix version of that. And the Supreme Court said something
today
about it.
Was it like gay Mexican food or something?
No.
Gay nachos?
We'll talk about it next.
All right.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Drive home informed and entertained. Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos on KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Back in 2016, two artists, owners of the Brush and Nib Studio, sued the city of Phoenix. They said that a new ordinance violated their First Amendment and Arizona constitutional rights to free speech and religion. And this was based on the Phoenix ordinance that protected gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered people from discrimination.
They didn't want to make something for a gay couple.
Correct.
Okay.
So the Arizona Supreme Court today overturned two courts' decisions, and they sided with the business, not the LGBT community.
So there was what, a couple that wanted to purchase invitations from them?
No, this was a preemptive strike. The ordinance came up, and they said, we're not going to do this. We're going to take you to court. We don't agree with the ordinance.
Can't tell me what to do.
Yeah, we're going to file this, because the Colorado situation with the cake was, two men went in and said, we're having a wedding, we're getting married, can we get a cake? That started back in like 2012?
We asked Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert, what is the deal with this case? You got two lower courts that say one thing, and then you got the Supreme Court in Arizona that says another.
The court was very, very clear and specific that its holding in this case was really just about this case. And it all boiled down to the fact that these two owners, what they do is they create custom wedding invitations. So they sit there with the paper and the pen and they hand paint them. They do calligraphy. They design the things. And since it would be for same-sex weddings, that is something that they don't believe in. And so they believe that they don't, since they have so many beliefs here, since they don't believe in it, they should not be forced to have to make these for somebody because it is a deeply held religious belief. And mind you that it is a city of Phoenix law. And if you violate it, the city of Phoenix could push it so far as to send you to jail. So the court pointed out that these two individuals, they would have to face a choice. It's either go to jail or turn around and make invitations that would violate your deeply held religious beliefs. And when you put it in that frame, that makes you kind of step back and go, okay, wait a minute, that's not really fair either. And that's what this court was trying to explain.
So Arizona's constitution trumps the Phoenix ordinance?
Well, it's pretty much. A person's freedom of religion and free speech trumps the public accommodations law. So because these people felt very strongly, their beliefs were very strong and based in religion, and it had to do with custom-made wedding invitations.
What does the custom have to do with it? I don't understand.
Everything.
Really?
Everything.
Just because they make the invitation? I don't get it.
Right. This isn't like I go to the store and I buy a pre-printed invitation, stick it in a printer, and make several copies. These people would actually, they're artists, right? Like a tattoo artist, they create. This is something that comes out of them. And so they're very involved in the process, just like Monet would make a picture. Well, you wouldn't force Monet to make a picture that he didn't believe in or that he didn't want to do. Same thing. You don't force these individuals, these artists, to say something which is designing, drawing, painting that they don't believe in. That is government forcing you to do something that you don't believe in. Right. That's not like taxes, okay? Nobody likes taxes. I get that. Hmm. But you would be forcing them to say something. And this court said by them designing and painting and creating, that is pure speech. And pure speech is protected under our Constitution. It's like the highest form of protection you can get for speech. And when you couple that with religious beliefs, which is a freedom, right, that we have under the Bill of Rights, then that makes it even stronger. It has nothing to do with the sexual orientation of a customer. It has to do with the fact that they don't want to make wedding invitations for anybody that has to do with the same-sex wedding.
The Arizona Supreme Court ruled that Phoenix non-discrimination ordinance violates the Arizona Constitution, therefore allows Brush and Nib Studio not to have to make a wedding product for a same-sex couple. Monica, how did we get here? Couldn't they have just said we're too busy? How did it come up that unless did they say the owners of this place say, no, we're not going to help you or do your order because you're gay?
That's interesting because these plaintiffs actually saw that this was a problem here with this law. So they actually filed the lawsuit asking the court to stop this law from going into effect essentially against them before any customers even came to them.
Okay.
So there was a huge argument from the city saying, look, they can't even bring this lawsuit because nothing's even happened. We haven't said that they're in violation of anything because nothing's been done.
So does this?
And the court said, you know what? I could see that it could happen. So we're going to decide it now.
So does the city of Phoenix have to change the ordinance or rewrite the ordinance more specifically?
Technically, the court did not require it, and the court narrowed its holding to just really this situation with custom-made things. But I think in reality, the city of Phoenix probably should go back and look at its public accommodations law and figure out how to align it with this decision so that we have a real answer.
Monica Lindstrom joining us, Mac and Gatos legal expert. So, Monica, two lower courts ruled in favor of the gay couple. Then the Arizona Supreme Court ruled in favor of the business. So what is this? Just come down to interpretation?
Yeah, I think it comes down to interpretation and the root of the problem in the first place, where the other courts likely found that it was due to a same-sex couple's sexual orientation. The Supreme Court said, no, that's not what this is about, because these owners would not make the custom invitations if I'm a hetero woman. If I went in there and asked them to create the invitations for my friend's same-sex wedding, they still wouldn't do it for me, even though I'm straight. It's because it has to do with a same-sex wedding, which they don't believe in. So the Supreme Court narrowed it down to this has to do with religious beliefs and the government forcing someone to do something that they don't believe in. And that's where the Supreme Court came down, where the other courts really focused on, they believed, and so does the dissent and the opinion, that it's all about the fact that it was same-sex couples that would be hurt. It all had to do with their sexual orientation.
All right, Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Thanks, Monica.
Bye, guys.
It just seems to me that this place of business, they said they're Christian. They don't want to. It sounds to me they don't want to have anything to do with gay people.
Right.
That's not being a Christian. That's not loving everybody.
Right. But that's what they believe. So
I understand that.
Yeah. So they say it's not against their belief.
I just look at that and I shake my head. I don't think making something for a gay couple means you're supporting their gay marriage. I don't buy that.
I was surprised the Arizona Supreme Court sided with the business in this day and age. I'm really surprised.
So this the people that own this business, they do everything right in God's eyes. Everything. They're above it all. They do everything right.
They live in a glass house, by the way.
And they make sure that everybody that comes into their business does everything right as
no,
well.
No, no, no. Just don't come in if you're gay.
You know what my point is.
I do.
There are a lot of different,
I do.
There are a lot of different things you can come into that business and
absolutely.
Say, absolutely. I don't like it as a Christian guy. I don't like it. I think that what they did was the wrong thing.
By the way, they can't say this about blacks or Hispanics.
They cannot.
Right. This is only same-sex couples because of the religious aspect. It's not that they can put on the front of their building or whatever.
Yeah.
We don't serve, you know, fill in the blank.
Yeah. I don't think they're great examples of Christians. I don't. I think that's too bad. All right. Coming up next, we're going to check traffic. And we're going to play pop quiz.
How much do you know the news?
602-277-5827. Want to see if you know the news. That's why we play pop quiz. You call us. We're going to give you true, false questions. 277-5827. Next.
Drive home informed and entertained with Mac and Gatos. Time for a pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
With Mac and Gatos. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
All right, time for you to call 602-277-5827. You will take a pop quiz. We do not start pop quiz until all the lines are filled. So, 602-277-5827. We do this every day right around this time because we want to see if you know the news. We want to see if you've been listening. Are we ready?
I think we are.
We are ready.
Up first is Kristen. You're in Peoria. You ready for a pop quiz, Kristen?
I'm ready.
Okay. True, false questions. Here we go. Arizona's favorite reality TV show is The Bachelor.
Ooh, true.
Oh, it's false. You're dead to me. It's Master Chef.
There's no... I knew it wasn't The Bachelor, but it's that one?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Why do you want to make food and have somebody yell at you for it?
That's ridiculous. What it's all about?
I think, yeah. They compete. It's that Gordon Ramsay guy. Not a nice person.
Okay. All right, we're 0 for 1, 277-5827.
All right, Bill, you're in Mesa. Bill, are you ready for a pop quiz?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if Arizona loves MasterChef, let's see who else likes it. Florida and Washington also favored MasterChef over all other reality shows. True or false?
False.
Oh, you're dead to me. It's true. Bad start.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Washington State and Florida?
Keep going. Here
That's
we go.
Weird. And Arizona, right?
I'm getting rid of all the rest of the MasterChef questions that I had because obviously Arizona knows nothing about it.
All right.
Who's next?
Johnny, you're in Queen Creek. You ready, Johnny? You ready for a pop quiz?
Yes, sir.
All right. The National Weather Service says our 110-degree days are not behind us. True or false?
This is stupid.
True or false?
He said true.
You're dead to me. It's false.
Yeah.
They say we're done. No more 110s. Anybody have...
Can they guarantee that, though? Really?
Well, I didn't say that they guarantee it. I just said they said.
All right.
Does anyone want to answer a correct question today?
All right, Raymond, you're in Scottsdale. You ready for a pop quiz, Raymond?
I am.
All right, here we go, Raymond. Kyler Murray became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 300 yards in each of his first two NFL starts. True or false?
True.
It's not true. It's false. You're done. Get out.
Anybody else do it?
Yes, Cam Newton.
Really?
So Kyler was the second.
Oh.
And by the way, he's awesome. He's awesome. I love him.
Still not winning yet.
But I've never felt better at being 0-1-1.
Which is a lot to say in and of itself. All right, Henry, you're in Gilbert. Henry, are you ready for a pop quiz?
You've got Henry and Kathy, so either way, we're going to win this.
Is this Kathy?
This is Kathy.
All right, I can't have two people on the phone. Right, get them out of here.
Yeah. Okay. Paul, you're in Mesa. You ready for a pop quiz, Paul?
Locked and loaded.
Oh, geez.
True or false? Trump said locked and loaded today.
False.
You're dead to me. Didn't he say it? Of course he said it. I thought he was. We're done.
We are?
Yeah, we're really? It's over. Let me just say one thing.
Hold Lisa, on. You're in Peoria. Lisa, are we done? True or false?
No.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are done.
Didn't Trump say today, we're locked and loaded because of what happened in Saudi
Arabia? In Saudi
Arabia. And I thought that caller was mimicking Trump, and it was kind of cool.
I thought so, too.
I didn't have it written down on the pop sheet,
on the pop quiz sheet. Yeah.
So I gave him an easy one.
See, this is what happens when you go rogue.
I went rogue.
The caller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Chad Benson, speaking of going rogue.
He's really disappointing.
He is?
No.
Oh.
I mean, we'll try pop quiz tomorrow.
Yeah, Chad Benson is next. Until next time.
Lightweight.
Loser.